Persecution takes many forms, but sometimes the shape it takes is altogether odd. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A recent court case in Nepal was founded on a charge that you never really hear anymore. It's a reminder that prayer is as necessary as it is powerful. And if you're looking to add some books to your reading list for this year, consider learning how to reach out with your faith. We'll have that story in just a moment. But first, it's not every day in our modern world that people are criminally prosecuted under the charge of witchcraft. Yet World Watch Monitor shares how four Christians in Nepal were recently convicted of witchcraft and violence after praying for a woman who sought help from the church for mental illness. Diane Romain of Vision Beyond Borders says that probably the real tension lies with a growing Hindu nationalist sentiment and disdain for Christians. But she explains that regardless of the motivation, these types of situations are always grounded in spiritual warfare.
It comes down to the same thing that we see, you know, around the world, is that it's a spiritual persecution, that a lot of times they're not as worried about cultural differences when they come in different ways. But when it comes in with the truth of the gospel, I just think that we see everything rise up against that.
Nepal's anti-proselytizing law is one more element putting Christians at risk. There are some practical ways to help alongside Vision Beyond Borders, and you can get connected at missionnews.org. And then finally, there's this.
I think the greatest thing that people can do is pray, because as we touched on, it really is a spiritual battle. You know, it's God that has to open hearts and open doors and make a way for the gospel to go forth and open people's hearts to be able to hear the truth of the gospel.
So Nepal is kind of a mix of news. The first story was about persecution and our second one about freedom. 2016 ended with eight believers charged under the new constitution having all the proselytizing charges against them dropped. That's good news, and it gets better. Bibles for the World's John Podaty led a couple of Bible teaching teams that conducted two seed sower seminars in Kathmandu and Barabarese, both areas heavily damaged by the quakes in 2015.
Almost every one of them had lost their homes during the earthquake and were rebuilding their lives, but still they were on fire to continue sharing the gospel among their fellow Nepali villagers in that rural area.
What it meant, Nepali believers have earned the right to be heard. As a result, in some of the areas where believers have been responding to quake trauma, the spiritual landscape has changed. Bibles for the World's John Podaty says,
we've now printed 2 million Gospels of John, which we use to equip national workers in evangelism. We've seen about 1.7 million of these distributed. And during this trip, we got reports that some of the areas that some of our network partners were working in, they've seen the percentage of Christians rise from 5% all the way up to 30%.
And finally, if you haven't made a New Year's resolution to read more books this year, you might want to. InterVarsity Press, the publishing arm of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, has partnered with Missio Alliance to bring a new line of books to the Christian community. Missio Alliance's J.R. Roscoe shares,
on Missio's end, there will be occasionally authors and books that we would recommend for InterVarsity Press to consider. And simultaneously, InterVarsity Press would be looking at the books and authors that are coming to them and suggesting to us whether or not that publication may be a good fit for the line of books that Missio and IVP are partnering on.
Now, there's lots of different topics, but they all have one common theme, looking at current ministry issues through a theological lens.
So I would say the line of books that we're trying to put together would be of great interest to anybody in your audience who really wants to think critically about the nature of mission in the changing landscape of North American Christianity today.
If you want to know more about InterVarsity Press, the Missio Alliance, or the books that they're bringing to life, go to missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, Slavic Gospel Association is offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.